Yeah, so we're learning Daf Yud Aleph on the base, and we're starting from the last words on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. It says in the Mishnah, a big machlokes, if you have, you say, this regal of chulin should be like this oila, complete oila, whole behema oila, what's the halacha? Tanakama says it does not work. Rav Yosi says it works. Rav Yosi says, you know, it's like kachem. Kachem, if you makdash a foot, it's the spashta, it goes spread through. Tamura also. You say this foot is a tamura of a spashta. Oh, Rav Yosi, alim kadoshim, alim rakash azu, yeah. So the Maratonah, we bring our Machlekes Tanayim about this. We had it mentioned a few times before, and now I'm going to bring down the actual Machlekes Tanayim. Tanah Rabbanon. Yochol ha'imer ragla shel zu oila tekul oila. You would think, if you say ragla shel zu oila, the whole thing should be oila. Tam alayimer kosh yitei mimenu l'ashem yekaydesh. It's mashma, there's a possibility to have just mimenu l'ashem yekaydesh. Mimenu l'ashem loikuloi. And he learns from this pasuk, this Tanah, that if you make a regal oila, only the regal is chal oila, and we'll see how you get what you do with it. V'loy kuloi, l'Hashem. Yochol teitzel chulim. Maybe now it should go to chulim because it's not possible to have a regal that's kaddish. Tamala yeah kaddish. It's kaddish. What do you do? Okay, so timachel letzarche oilos. You'll sell it for oila. So a guy will buy it for oila. When the guy buys it, already 1 foot is oila, and the rest of it will bring it for his oila. And he can't sell that foot. So when he sells it, let's say a regular animal costs $100, he'll sell for $95. The guy will use it for oila, and it'll come with a foot already loyally. He has to use it for oila. He has to makish the rest. But the only eitz you have is tamach letzarcha oilas, and you can't charge for that foot. But it's not spashit. Only that foot is chal oila. What? You can't charge for it. Yeah, he can't charge for that foot because it belongs to Hekdesh already. You can't sell Hekdesh, you can sell it to Tavis and Oshavai. Why? No Tavis and Oshavai, what? Well, you sell it for $95. You sell for that $5 on the foot. There's no $5, you don't pay it, nothing. No, it's going to Oila. I said it's Oila, it's an eternal Oila, it's a real Oila.
What is the $95?
No, but all, $95 will be Oila. The $5 will be for me, Oila, when it goes on his back, and $95 will be for you. What's wrong? Tell me what's wrong, I understand.
He's selling the whole, he was only Makdesh the leg.
Right. So you can't sell that. You can't sell that leg. That leg is going, that belongs to Hekdesh. Belongs to the Mizbeach. Okay.
He has to get that money to Hekdesh.
He has to get the money. Get it onto the Mizbeach. Get it onto the Mizbeach. He didn't say Array Alai money Lebede Gavai. He said Array Alai Oila. All he has to do is bring it to Mizbeach. That's in land of Mizbeach. I sold the guy with Chayv Oila. You Chayv Oila. I sold it to you. You brought it as Oila. And I didn't charge you for that. That gets to Mizbeach. I only charged $95. If you have some kasha jingling in your head, probably Mara's going to ask a kasha on this later on. And we'll see if that was your kasha that really is bothering you. I don't want to keep you in suspense. We'll see you soon. So Tamachal talk earlier, but the Melchul and Chutz the Eivish Shabbat. The Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda will hold that Shaykh to have Kedusha just on the foot. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Oimrim, no. But Nayin lo, Oimrim, Ragla, Shazu, Oila. Shakula, Oila. The whole thing turns into Oila. Shanem, Akash, Yitim, Imenu. Anytime you give part of it, Lashem. The whole thing goes Lashem. Jumping the gun. Shoyim calls him Lashem. Anytime you give part Lashem, Kushoim Yekoidesh Rabbi says Kula. Yekoidesh says, when I donate part of it Lashem, the whole thing lands in being Kodesh. Yekoidesh Rabbi says Kula. So according to Rabbi Yezer Shimon, it's a spashta bakula. That's the Machlokes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yehuda, Kenegar Yezer Rabbi Shimon. Now I'm going to have a kasha on what we just learned about Fira Meir. Omar, Tamachot Sacharilis. Spray the Gemara. It comes out the guy who bought the oila, he said a re'ala oila. And he's only bringing 95% of oila. He's not bringing the whole oila. And for the Gemara, Amarava, Ba'imeh, re'ala oila b'chayeha. And it's two pshat in Rashi exactly what this means. But what he said, so the first part of Rashi is like this. What he said was, the guy who brought me the oila. Second guy who bought it. So he said he's bringing oila, he'll bring 95% of oila. So Gemara says that what he said was, I want to bring an oila from the limbs that make it live. And this limb didn't wasn't needed to live. So all he was mechayev himself was to bring on the mizbeach, basically, you know, 80% of animal. Only the animals they needed for living. That's what he said. There's another lashon in the Yishalmi that he said, all I want to bring is $100 worth, $95 worth for oila. That's all I want to bring. And therefore you bring $95, you know, of oila. That's what he wants. So either way, he spoke it out. It could be, you could say, a third shot that he said, I want to bring oila, missing a foot. He could have said that also. Whatever the case is, work it out, that is possible to work out. Om Rav Chista. Moide Rav Yehuda, Rudo holds that there's no nispashta, right? Rav Meir Rudo is no nispashta. But Moide Rav Yehuda, but Dava Shoisa is a treifa. On a limb that makes it a treifa, and you said, I want to make that hektish, then it is mispashta. Vakula, the whole thing, it turns into oila. That's what Rav Chista says. Rav Amar, if you're makdish, but Dava Shoisa is a nevela. Somebody makes a nevela. It's more than treifa, it makes a nevela. And then we'll say what the nafkaminas are. Rav Sheish Amar, but Dava Shoisa Mesa. It's more than just it's called an avela. It actually dies on the spot from this. So three different hagdaras of where we might do. All the same idea, but different levels. One says trefa, one says nevela, one says mesa. So my ikavir chista rava. What's the machayis of chista rava? The both saying has to be dead. Gemara says ikavinayu trefa chaya. The nafkamina is if trefa is chaya. Rav chista shavala command yama trefa in a chaya. Therefore, when you donate a foot. That as a treifa, it's a foot that can't live, and therefore it's a shama tluya ba, because he holds treifa nechaya. The reason Rava doesn't say treifa because Rava holds a treifa is lav dafka dying. Treifa can be lost. It's not a shama tluya ba. But Rava saw the command the yama treifa chaya. So really, everyone, more than sure I say, everyone really agrees to the same idea. It has to be a shama tluya ba. What's the level of a shama tluya ba? Rava holds treifa is not a shama tluya ba. It took a live. One says nevela, one says mesa. Nafkamina is a case of Rabbi Elazar. Don't Rabbi Elazar nitloch yar yarach. If the behemoth lost its foot, v'chol shalah, and it has a big hole in the place where the foot was attached, nevela. Rabbi Elazar holds the nevela ready. Even when it's alive still, it's a nevela. You touch it, it becomes tummy. Rabbi Savla k'Rabbi Elazar, and therefore he also becomes a nevela. It's dead. Rav Sheish lo Savla k'Rabbi Elazar, he also is not a nevela yet till it dies, and therefore again it's not a shomat liyuba because it's not considered dead until it dies. So it's not the. He holds it has to be actually something that actually kills it on the spot. Actually kills it. He holds that this is not an avela. It's not for sure dying in this case. And therefore, he holds that that's not enough to be called a neshama tluya ba.
Is that actually enough? I mean, there's no enough community between Rav Chista and Rav. Is there enough community between Rav Sheish and Rav and Rav Chista?
It could be. Nitli Yerach Choshlo is enough community.
According to Rava, that's considered.
It's considered nevela. Right, you have your makas gula, according to Rav, according to Sheshes, no. Yeah. So, like upon him, either way, any way you slice it, we're saying Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir are moida in a certain case. They're moida by an Hashem at Kluyiba. And what exactly is Akdar? We saw three Amarai. Meisve. Amar Rabbi, it says in Abraisa. Amar Rabbi, Nira and Divir Rabbi Yehuda, I agree to Rav Yehuda. And we pass like a Rav Yehuda, but that doesn't espashta, it's only the regular Kaddish. And I hold like the Rav Yehuda, but Dava Shana Shama Tluya Ba. I hold like Rav Yehuda in something, the Shana Shama Tluya Ba. So what does it sound like? It sounds like that we have to pass like a Rav Yehuda, but Shama Tluya Ba. It sounds like Rav Yehuda argues on that. But passing like Rav Yehuda, it must be not everyone agrees. La Mechal the Polagala, Rav Yehuda. It sounds like Rav Yehuda argues. And the Mark elaborates on that. Bishlam and Nirin, the Rabbi Yehuda, Vadav Hashem, Hashem, Tluyabai, understand, Machlal, the Palag, the Rabbi Yasi. Rabbi Yasi argues by Eina Hashem, Tluyabai. El Nirin, the Rabbi Yasi, Vadav Hashem, Tluyabai, sounds like La Machlal, the Palag, the Rabbi Yehuda. It sounds like Rabbi Yehuda argues in that case. We just said Rabbi Yehuda's Maida by the Hashem, Tluyabai. But Tiyof to the Kulu, it's a cash on all those Amarayim. The Amar Loi, no. Chsuri Mechsra, Valkhtan, this is how you read the Brisa. A lot of times we have this in the Gemara, it doesn't say Chsuri Mechsra, it says this is how you read it. Valkhtani. Nirin divrei Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. The first case saying I pass like Rabbi Yehuda, but Dava she'ena shama tluya ba. And the second half is saying like this: Nirin divrei Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. It means the words of Rabbi Yosi are nirin Rabbi Yehuda. It means Rabbi Yehuda agrees, but Dava she'ena shama tluya ba. She'af Rabbi Yehuda loy nechlik olaf. By Dava she'ena shama tluya ba, also Rabbi Yehuda is not arguing and he agrees that there it's chal kedusha on it. So after Rabbi Yehuda nechlav el Dava she'ena shama tluya ba. That spreads out through the whole animal, and you get a tire oil out of that. So the Moravaita, we have a shayla over here, a machaikus over here, and Rav Yosi holds that if you makdish a regal of a behemoth, it spreads out to everything. Why? From the pasuk of Kol Shiyutim Menu Hashem, which is incidentally talking about a behemoth. Being in the pasuk says a behemoth asher yakriv menu karban. So the Moravaita declares a shayla like this: Bayi Rava, ba'oyif mahu. What's the halacha if you take a leg, a chicken leg, and you makdish a chicken leg? Is that whatever? I don't know if a chicken's kosher mizbech, but you need a tara ben yaina. But let's see, a tara ben yaina, a pigeon, you donate the leg. What's the halacha? Is that spashta or not? According to Rabbi Yossi. Behemah amrachmanav la behemu. Oy dilma, it says in the pasuk carbon amrachmanav. Hainami carbonu, teku. We're not sure what the halacha is by oif. Teku. Bay Rava. Hikdish ever ledomov. Mahu. Now, I'll explain the shayla outside first. Now, we pass the fear of Yossi that it's spashta. So yes, and there's another halacha that if you makdish a tomim l'dmei mizbeach, it turns into a kushaguf because it's royal kushaguf. But what happens if you makdish a eiver for the tomim? Here you take say like this that it spreads out the whole thing and then it becomes kushaguf because kushaguf, you don't have tomim on a whole thing, or maybe it can't spread out because only kushas tomim. And it, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? And we call this, there's two migus. You need two migus. Migu, the nachsel adamim, turns into kushas aguf. And migu, that went part, went through the whole thing. That's really the two migus. That's the Mara Shaila. Boi, Rava. Hikdash eva adamim. Mao teches like kushas aguf. Does he get kushas aguf on the whole thing? Mi Omar, kivi nachsel like kushas adamim. Since that's kushas adamim, nachsel adamim kushas aguf. Umid the akshe lechad eva, and since you makes one eva, akshe kula. So then the whole thing becomes kadosh. You don't say two migus. You don't say two migus that first of all gets a migu that's one regal the whole behema, and also damim to guf. But you don't say that.
When's it ever negate kedushas damim?
When's it kedushas damim? Damim by bamum.
By bamum.
Damim or bedik abayis works also. But damim is back does not work on a home is back according to Rava. We'll see in a second. So Rava says tifshem of the day. Bring it right from him. Damim Rava hikdash zachar ledamav zachar shayach loyla zachar ledamav kolish kushaguf. So Rava is saying be patient from that. Same thing. Rava pasht teretz hasam the akshe lekula. The you makes the whole thing. That's what turns the kushaguf. Hachad the akshe chad ever you have shal tumigus my teiku. And what's the havmina? Shidim Kvetzes right here on the side. If you have Shidim Kvetzes, he uses Tema. The Mai Sakadaitach Lehocha Lekarachad Migu. He says Tema, the Shidim Kvetzes. So the Mara didn't understand the Shaila right away. Mara first thought the Shaila was, does Kdusha Dom turn Kdusha Guf? That's Mara thought the Shaila was. Mara says, no, it's Rava. Mara says, that's not the Shaila. Okay. Poim name Rava. Hikdash Chad Ever. According to the Mandi Omar, where it's possible to be Makdash one Ever. So Shaila is. Mao begiza, could I? You know, Allah is a behemoth. Also begiza avayda. What about that aver? Could I do giza on that aver?
If it doesn't spread.
What?
If it doesn't spread.
It doesn't spread. Well, yeah. I said the wrong name. Yeah, Rav Yehuda. Yeah, it doesn't spread. I'm talking about. Yeah, doesn't spread. Because it doesn't spread. Doesn't spread. And Rashi speaks out that avayda is not a shayla because the avayda zicha makish even that aver. But the question is. Is Giza fine? Giza lechayra that what who's shouldn't be a problem with that aver? It's only that aver that's kaddish. So what should be a problem with Giza? Giza is something that has to do with the whole animal. So that's the question: is Giza also or not? So the Tiv Shlom HaDatanya says in the pasuk, Lo Sago is bechar tseinecha, and we make a deal: only your own son. About the guys is b'shalach v'shalacherim, but if you have a shutvis of a guy, so then you could do Giza. So we see that if part of it's not Kaddish, because once a guy, you could do Gziza. See here also, part of it's not it's Chulin, so you should be able to do Gziza. Same thing like there. Just like there, part of it's a guy, you could do Gziza. Here also, you could do Gziza. And for the Gemara, no. Hasam, Leinach Saleh Kedusha Klal. There, since a guy owns part of it, there is no Kedusha at all. Hachanach Saleh Kedusha. Here it has Kedusha. And they also the Mefarsh from Rabbi Bavarin, that if it's no Kedusha at all, it's the Havamina. So instead of going to the Izamad Yama and Bechiris, Rabbi Yehuda holds that there is a certain amount of Bechir by a guy's animal, you have to give it to the Kayin. So it has a certain amount of Kedusha. It doesn't have real Kedusha Saguf. That's saying, Hakan Achse Kedusha. Here has Kedusha Saguf at least on that Aver, and therefore the Shaila of Giza. Lishnachrina, different way to Mechalak, Hosamein, Beyodel, Lakdishoy, Haka, Beyodel, Lakdishoy. Beyodel, Lakdishoy doesn't mean to be Makdishoy. It means here it's not Shaykh to bring the Bible guy, it's not Shaykh means Beheiman Amizbeach, because it belongs to a guy. But here it's possible to be makdish the rest and bring it on mizbech. Therefore, it's a shayla like Giza, and the Gemara is blibing with a teiku if you have Giza or not. It's a Giza or not. Boim ne abayim merava hikdish oira mahu. If you makdish just the skins, just the hide mahu ba'avoida. What's the lacha ba'avoida? So here, first of all, the Shita got to speak that could be kuli amla because even man yama holds that aver could have a kedusha by that aver. Is nespashta, but Eira holds not nespashta. If you just makdish the hide, it won't be in his pastures. Here, the shayla could be the kuli amma. That's how Shita Mekabetzes speaks out.
When you say the opposite, isn't it neshama tuwiya
boy? The iron? No, it's just the hide. No, that's not the skin. It's the hides. That's not a problem. Tarchi, and he says the Mishita by Lev Yehuda hikdash iron mouse tikdash kula duma dafka regas ruil la krava. Or you never bring on his bech. So there's no espashta on that. That's the Shidurat that speaks out. There's no espashta on that. It's not an aver. It's not something that you bring on the Mizbech. So here the shayla is ba'avayda. Now, Giza is not a shayla because the Giza for sure has no shaykhis to the hides. But avayda, the question is, does it weaken the whole behemoth, including the ur, and therefore that's the shayla of the Gemara, is it mutter ba'avayda? Zomar Tashima. We had this yesterday. If someone says, I want to donate the fetus for oila, the halacha is the mother is mataris begiza, vasur ba'avayda, why? Because the weakening of the ubar. See, here also we're saying weakening of the ar. So I'm letting you know, don't make a rav. That whole iser is only midirabanan. And where whole shayla is midiraisa. Our shayla is the raisa. If it's only the Rabbanon, so why is it mutter begiza in the case where you makdash the fetus? Make it the Rabbanon, make the Rabbanon begiza. I guess the Rabbanon was to get mixed up with other animals, so make begiza also. Only avoid the mekasha goes Rabbanon. Avoid that weakens the animal, they were geyser. And the geyser like goes Rabbanon, they weren't geyser when the Rabbanon. So different, the Gemara Shaila. Behikdash ayra is that they have a derais to get said. Don't bring a raya from a case of a ubar, because there, midderais is zicha wasn't a problem. And here, it's ayra is more different than ubar, because it's part of the animal, actually, so here it's worse. Bayi minei, I'll just finish up the Gemara, because we'll get to the Mishnah. Bayi minei abayim rav yasif. He shlamim vevlad achulim. We're going in a case where the mother was a shlamim and the vlad was a chulin. We said this is possible, kuliyama, right? The mother was a shlamim and the vlad was a chulin. V'shachda b'fnim. And you went ahead and you shechted it inside the Beis HaMikdash. Is it chulin la'azara, by the way? Is it? What do you think? Mao. And therefore, you don't even have to clarify a little bit about Padi. Because in the case, I was makdash, then I came pregnant. But either way, if you hold a vlad kosh v'yos me'kadoshim, so it's still chulin. They say it's like a oy. It's either or. Either you made it shlomim, you made the mother shlomim and the kid a chulin, or the case was you makdash it and there's a vlad kachim which doesn't work until it's born. Mi have a chulin ba'azara aloy. Is a cool chulin ba'azara or not? You know what I'm saying? I brought a mother with a chulin inside it. I brought a shechta in his mikdash. Is a chulin ba'azara or not?
How is it possible? If it was...
Two ways. Either you only makdash the mother, not the baby, if it was mubaris b'shas kedushin. Or you makdash it, then they get pregnant afterwards. Halacha is only by v'yos mehei, it's kaddish. So it's a chulin azar or not? Amalei, learn how chulin azar from a diak and a pasuk. Mikarina bei kiyirch mamakam v'zavachta. That here you learn it's also to bring chulin azar. You have to shecht of a richuk makam not close by. And here you can't shecht some richuk makam. Why not? Because the mother is a shlamim, so you can't do a richuk makam. So here there's no din chulin azar. Good question. No. Next Mara. What?
You have to take it out of the Azor right away.
Yeah, you do. And they asked, we really had today a case that it was chulin, and we said you could eat it like chulin if you want brisa. You see, it's mutter. Really could have arrived from a brisa. When we arrived from a pasta, it could have arrived from a brisa, really. Remember, I'm not off we had today? You shecht, they had Ben Arba, Chai in it. One man never said it's chulin, right? And still, no problem. You brought it in. That was alright. Okay. One was Shaila. Bayim Ne'a Bayim Rav Yosef. Di chulin, Vlad Shlomim. Let's say the opposite case. You makdash the Shlomim inside it. Which could be the kuli amma, right? But then the shechta v'chutz, and you shech the mother who is a chulin v'chutz and has inside a shlamim. What's halacha? Chayev shu d'chutz? Mi mechayev lam shu d'chutz aloy. Amalei, you're not chayev. Mi karina be'avim l'Hashem. You can't bring this behemoth to Hashem right now the way it is because it's chulin. The mother is chulin. What? No, maybe because the shechita goes on the kiddos, like you know from Mikuah. Shechita goes on the kiddos. Listen, Achrin, I'm like royal pesach amayid chayav malav v'chutz. Only royal pesach amayid. It's not royal pesach amayid. Therefore, you're not chayav v'chutz. You're not chayav v'frim. On the opposite case, you're not chayav v'chutz. In this case,
so what are you
going to
do?
What do? You want to be the chachila k'makas? Then chachila makas v'chutz. When a behemah comes out, I'll have to bring it to have to eat it b'shtaychak klon, whatever the halacha is. We had a shechita cover, yeah.